Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Mary, supervisor on the floor. May I please have your zip code to locate the account, please?
27295.
And may I have your first and last name?
Richard, last name Clodgo, C-L-O-D-G-O.
Okay, give me a moment while I look at your name in our system. And will you verify your address, please?
It's 264 Reedy Creek Court, Lexington, North Carolina.
Okay, thank you. And I see that this is for the Bites Hub meal plan app. The account is canceled and I've been advised that the account is fraud.
Yes, ma'am. I did not order that.
I'm sorry, repeat that again, sir.
I did not order that. It's wrong. It doesn't belong on my account.
Okay, do you recall entering into a sweepstakes contest to win a gift? Entering into a giveaway to win a free prize? Do you recall doing that?
I looked at something like that, but I did not enter anything. I immediately canceled it right out and got out of that.
Okay, so you want to go ahead and instead proceed with fraud on the account?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, excuse me. So what we do is we will contact your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online, and your local authorities will verify the location where the order took place. So give me a moment while I get the process started on the account.
Okay, I want a credit on my account for this amount.
Yes, in the meantime, we will also issue a refund back to you as well.
All right, thank you.
Okay, I'm going to place on a brief hold. Okay, and I'm still here. I'm just still working on the account.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, and I've issued a refund back to you, and the refund will go back into your account 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do to assist you?
Nope. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Yeah, bye-bye.